Subsistence fishers on the lower Yukon River are now up against a new set of fishing restrictions. Earlier in the season, fishing for kings and summer chum was restricted. Now another species is off limits for most days of the week. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
Yukon fall chum are genetically distinct from summer chum. They are more oily and calorie-rich, and some families were hoping to increase their harvest of fall chum to make up for a shortage of kings this year, but that has become more difficult.
We've been hit with three whammies.
Nick Andrew Jr. is a tribal administrator in the village of Marshall. He says high fuel prices, poor king harvests, and now fall chum restrictions are going to make this winter even more difficult than last. Fall chums do not have the same dietary significance as kings, but Andrew says they're still an important food for Yupik peoples on the lower Yukon.
Families target those mainly for half-dried, also to be frozen, and still other families target the fall fish for jarring and canning.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says that the fall chum run is near a record low going back to 1995. They have closed subsistence fishing to just 2 days a week. Area biologist Fred Bew says that the numbers are bad enough to justify a complete closure, but Fish and Game is allowing for some openings.
We're really trying to work around it so that it's the least impact on fishermen. In previous years when the run was a failure, other years we just plain closed fishing altogether.
Fish and Game says that about 210,000 fall chums have passed by their sonar and pilot station. That's well under the escapement goal of 300,000. That sonar missed tens of thousands of kings earlier this season, which contributed to tight fishing restrictions. Those errors were chalked up to debris floating in the river in the wake of massive spring flooding. Bew says that the river has settled and they are now confident that the sonar is more accurate. But Andrew is not so confident.
Mistrust of the pilot station sonar is on a lot of minds.
He says scientists may see a weak run, but traditional knowledge shows something different.
There's a lot of fish out there. When there's a series of pulses that the seals and belugas go after them, inland, and that's happened already.
Downriver from Marshall lies the village of Pilot Station. The tribal administrator there, Martin Kelly, says he usually puts about 20 kings away. This year, he only got 5, but he says that was better than most.
Other people here that suffered probably way more than I did.
Kelly says with the current chum restrictions, he's going to focus on catching other food.
I'm just going to have to rely on going out and getting other subsistence, like moose or bird, and more whitefish.
But salmon often provides the least expensive and least intensive methods for harvest. Kelly supported the king restrictions, but he says hunters will now spend more time on subsistence, and their finances will be stretched thin. He is expecting to see an increase in families applying for temporary financial assistance.
We're going to probably see more and more people applying for those federal and state programs.
Meanwhile, the cohos, or silver salmon, are running strong in the Yukon right now. But Fish and Game says if they opened up fishing for them, fall chum will also be caught. Yukon fishers do have the option of using small mesh gear to target smaller fish. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.